From KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney with an election brief, your quick guide to what's on the ballot. Today we're talking about California's Proposition 1. Here's KALW's Angela Johnston.
Prop 1 is the Veterans and Affordable Housing Bond Act. If passed, it would authorize the sale of $4 billion in bonds to finance a bunch of existing low-income housing programs, build new state-owned housing, and match local housing trust funds dollar for dollar as they pilot new programs. One quarter of this $4 billion would help veterans purchase homes, mobile homes, and farms. A coalition has raised over $2 million to pass Prop 1. It consists of affordable housing developers and advocate groups and the State Building and Construction Trades Council. Prop 1 supporters argue it would directly replenish state funds for housing that have been reduced or unfunded in recent years. They also argue that Prop 1, beyond providing affordable homes for Californians, will create jobs and pump billions into the California economy. The Prop 1 coalition is actually running a joint campaign for Prop 2, which raises taxes on incomes over $1 million in order to fund homelessness prevention and services. There's no campaign to defeat Prop 1. However, 21 out of 25 Republican assemblymen voted against putting it on the ballot. The official opposition argument says the state can't afford to borrow more money to pay for bonds that could not get paid off, and that a better approach to the housing crisis is to allow the private market to add more supply. So if you want the state to issue $4 billion in bonds for veterans and affordable housing programs, vote yes on Prop 1. If you don't want to finance that bond money, vote no.
That's a brief take on Proposition 1. For more election coverage, go to KALW.org.